This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Firefighters welcomed the rain and snow that fell yesterday on the Cameron Peak Fire in Larimer County. Spokesman Troy Mueller says the snow helped secure containment lines, but he doesn't expect the reprieve to last long.
With the high winds coming back up today and the sun and the fuel still being extremely dry, we will probably still see an increase in some fire activity in certain areas today.
Mueller says crews are holding the line around the CSU Mountain Campus west of Fort Collins despite the high winds. The nearby 134,000-acre Cameron Peak Fire is 47% contained. Real estate transaction in Colorado slowed in September, but were still up substantially from last year. CPR Sarah Mulholland explains.
Just more than 10,000 homes were under contract statewide last month. That's an 8% decline from August, but a 35% jump compared to the same time last year. The data is from the Colorado Association of Realtors. Home sales boomed all summer. Pent-up demand from lockdown and low interest rates pulled buyers into the market. But the number of homes for sale was down 50%. The imbalance is keeping prices high. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Coming up, a former counsel for Senate Judiciary Committee Republicans discusses Amy Coney Barrett's Supreme Court confirmation hearing. Then, Nebraska hospitals are warning that intensive care beds are getting scarce as coronavirus cases surge. Those stories are next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, massive unemployment and forests ready to burn. Some think new problems might call for an old solution, a 21st century civilian conservation corps.
It gave them prideful work, and that's one of the things we talk about today, right, is well, how much pride is there sitting at home collecting an unemployment check?
The possible return of a New Deal favorite. CPR Sam Brash has our story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. You can also find the story at CPR.org. 75 in Denver, 77 and windy in Colorado Springs, 57 sunny for Vail. This is CPR News.